Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Do yourself and your country a favor. You want to fight this fight today. This is a program you want to share. Give the system the finger, this finger. Share this program right now. And by the way, if you're watching on Rumble, if you're not following, you must click follow. Especially as we head into election season, there's going to be more and more. But share this program. I do this every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week. I give you that. So it's very easy to remember in Central Standard Time, 777. First order of business. One thing in my program, folks, is I don't consider you fans or followers or anything else like that. If you're taking the time to be a crap addict, which is what you are if you follow Cut the Crap, your family and friends, and we're all in this together. I want to give a shout out to Country Girl. Lost her mother yesterday. We knew it was coming. She lost both of her parents very, very fast. Many of you are going through it. I went through it myself. But we're here for you. And one good thing about my program is we're all family. So there's thousands of you, Country Girl, that even though I know you're hurting and dealing with this today, and it was very hard, I just want to let you know we're here for you. Prayer sent. And you're part of the family, and we're thinking of you. Folks, help the family grow. And I don't mean that in the Charlie Manson kind of way. I mean it as we're all in this together. And we have to figure this out together. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be pissed at me today. When I show you some things, you're liable to toss your phone or throw things at the screen. But then again, what does family do? Family tells you like it is. I care about truth and transparency and you knowing directly what's up. And that's why this program today is very, very important. You need to share it because we're also going to kind of go back in time too. But before we get started, and it's funny because you'll see a video of me from several years back. You can actually tell from that video then to right now how much weight I've trimmed off. One of the things I'm doing to get to my former sexy self is I am knocking out the pounds, but I'm doing it by just doing some right things. And one of the things I'm doing absolutely right is fill the greens. It's the healthiest thing I do every day. Don't believe me? Ask family and friends in chat. They're doing it. I want you on this journey with me too. Literally one scoop a day. That's it. It's just a powder. It's not a meal replacement or anything like that. Forget that. It's just something you add to what you're doing. But your body recognizes it because it's nutrition the way God intended. It tastes great. I like the berry flavor. I like all the flavors, as a matter of fact. And by the way, if you're a purist, and what do I mean as a purist? Let's say you're a vegetarian or whatever. And you're even further picky. There's no junk added to this. It's just fruit and vegetables. There's even a raw version. That basically means it's been dehydrated at such a low heat. It's technically still raw. If you want it, it's there. One scoop, that's it. And it improves your life because it is nutrition the way nature intended. By the way, I have more energy throughout the day. I think my skin looks better. I know that. My hair looks better, etc. Helps every bit of it. It helps with digestion. My stomach feels a lot better. I'm not the belching big boy anymore, right? Fill the Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Fill the Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you're going to love this product, but if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. So I've got you 15% off your first order, free rush shipping. Visit fillthegreens.com and use promo code Jovan. That's fillthegreens.com, promo code Jovan. Right? It's there for you, folks. It is there for you. And it works. I can tell you it works, right? So use your promo code, get that 15% off in your free rush order, right? You got rush shipping coming to you. It's just one of those things I know can make a difference in your life. It certainly is making a difference in mine. I like looking in the mirror and seeing the changes. For me, I see it in my face first. I don't know where you see it first. Also kind of a sobering lesson, but also today's program is brought to you by Gold Co. And it's also a lesson today because I'm going to show you how the system does this to us. This one you're going to hate. You're going to be angry, but you've got to see it because you got to have transparency. our government has done this to us. They all participate in a very crooked system.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
Yep. Our government's forcing us. You're going to see it in a few moments, so hang tight. They're forcing the hell out of us. So right now, when it comes to our money, I don't know what the future holds. But that's why I bought a little bit of precious metals like gold and silver. You got to just kind of be prepared. And now what do we have? Some sort of donkey pox, bird flu that's now jumped to cows, and the cows gave it to humans in Texas. You watching that? Look, we know the times we're living in. A little peace of mind comes from at least having some precious metals like gold and silver. Just a percentage of your overall savings, but enough to give you peace of mind. And that's why I've decided to partner with GoldCo, because now I can give you something I think you'll love. Go to JoeVonLovesGold.com, get your free gold and silver kit, which shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free, penalty-free. Even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA, 401k, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Go to JoeVonLovesGold.com, get your free gold and silver kit, because this is about taking back control of our privacy and our freedom. Now, I can't predict the future, but I can certainly prepare for it, and you should prepare for it too. And at very least, you should be educated about your choices. So take action, defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Go to JoeVonLovesGold.com, get your free 2024 gold and silver kit. A few more, just a little bit of things you need to know immediately following this program. I will hop over to my locals where we're going to talk about this just a little bit more. If you're on Rumble, you'll see a red oval that says join. That's where you can join me on locals. It's just like any other social media. If you want to support me there, there's following me and there's supporting me. It's two different things. You get a lot more things, private broadcast, etc. It's where we can speak freely and not get banned. So immediately when I follow this program, we're going to talk about this, of what I'm talking today, because there's a lot more to talk about that you need to know about. So maybe consider following me over at JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. But today's program is going to remind you why I do SetMeFreePlease.com. You know, we've gone from millions of dollars of debt to billions of dollars of debt to trillions of dollars of debt. And trillions are missing. I want you to wise up. It's not just they're taking money. When you look at the amount of money, they're actually telling you they believe our money is going to be worth less, so they need a lot more. That's why it's trillions and trillions now. They know something we don't know. They follow a plan. I'm asking you to follow a plan. We got 2.2 million people doing it. I can harp all there is, but you know what? If you don't do anything about it, right? I can't do anything. At least consider going to setmefreeplease.com, maybe. And you're probably going to have to start thinking about how to cover your butt. This is cut the crap. I do something called survive the crap. You might just want to think about it in case times get tough, but that's where I go back in time to teach you the stuff that your grandparents and great-grandparents knew, because times may get tough. I just want you to realize that. And the reason I'm even telling you that today is because you're about to get a very sobering look of something you do not want to look at, but you've got to stare down the barrel of this gun pointed at our head. You really do. Now, I'm asking you to share this program right now. I've dutifully warned you. Do not turn your eyes away from the beast I'm about to reveal to you. Share this right now, folks. We got a country to save. Let's get going.
Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused, emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap. It's your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, welcome to Cut the Crap. Who would call their program crap? Well, I would. And you're a crap addict or a crapaholic when you follow my program. Crap is merely an acronym for culture, race, and American politics. And sometimes you need reminding. Montana Finn asks, how do you cover your butt when the government does whatever it wants to get rid of us? Sorry, Negative Nelly here. You're covering your butt because you're participating in the program right now. And I give you the truth. And I tell you what's out there. It's going to hit you very soberly today. But whether you do something or you cover your butt all the ways you cover your butt, right? It's up to you. Now, we're going to be talking about miracles in the desert. Yeah. They've got a miracle in the desert going on. It's called instant voters. It'll take migrant workers, illegals, and they're not migrants, by the way. And it'll put them through this big black box called the SSN Vote Maker, and it puts out nice, clean-cut, ID-carrying American voters. How racist. They have IDs. How racist. That's what we're going to talk about today. But you're not going to like what I say. You're not going to like what I say for two reasons. You're not going to like what I say as I start giving you the numbers, and you're not going to like what I say when I rap. But the bottom line is, it's true. It's biblically true. The truth will set you free. You just got to decide if you can handle the truth. And no, I'm not using it as a movie reference. I'm using it as an absolute fact. I want to show you something. This is a historic photo. Now, if you go back in time, I've always told you this. This is a historic photo. As you look at this photo, you're looking back in time to 1948. Now, just to ask you a question, why would anybody in 1948 snap a selfie of themselves? What was so important about that box? It's called Magic Box 13 or Black Box. It's all about the little black magic box, folks. Disclosure. My father, who just passed this past Thanksgiving Eve, when I was a child, was ranch foreman on one of the OBJ ranches. So this was, and that just sent chills down my spine. This was very, very close in my life when LBJ was president. So this is a photo from 1948. I'm going to give you history first. And what you're going to hopefully get out of it is to understand, if you keep on procrastinating, if you keep on putting this stuff off, we're going to keep on getting what we've always got. So what you see on the hood of that car is Box 13. It's known as a political scandal. At the time, in 1948, there was an election, and it was the Democratic primary involving LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and Coke Stevenson. You might not know the name Coke Stevenson, but you'd know it if you're in Texas, because what a weird name. Why was somebody named after a soda? Well, he wasn't named after a soda, Coke Stevenson. He was named after Hunter. Oh, that's right. Hunter wasn't born yet. Well, I guess he was, but anyway, you know what I'm saying. And so what happened during that runoff? LBJ had lost the Democratic nomination to Coke Stevenson. But interestingly, 6 days after the poll had closed, 6 days after the polls had closed, magically, these guys found that little bitty box, kind of looks like the old little overnight kits, right? Little zipper bags like most of our sisters had for the curlers or whatever, right? But they went out to West Texas and they found that box of votes 6 days after the polls had closed. Inside that box, there were 202 additional votes. Those votes then had to be added to the totals for Precinct 13 of Jim's Wells County. And what's interesting is there were 200 for LBJ and 2 for Stevenson. Now, what happened is it resulted in a very narrow lead for LBJ. And so they did a recount, and LBJ won by an extremely narrow margin. People had their suspicions, right? People had their suspicions. And there was an investigation. Even though the names were added to the tally sheet in alphabetical order, written in the same pen and handwriting, some of the individuals whose names were listed said, "I didn't vote that day." And while the person whose name was recorded, in other words, they worked their way up the list, they finally find somebody, "Yeah, I was there." He stated, "Well, there was nobody behind me. I was the last one of the polls. There was nobody behind me." Moral of the story is, they now know unequivocally through a private, non-official investigation — non-official is the key — that LBJ had conspired with George Parr, who is the head of the Democratic Party in Texas, to falsify votes. In the general election, Johnson went on to defeat Jack Porter, who was the Republican nominee. Jackson came into power, and the rest is history. Now, what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is that was 1948, and it's still done today. Because once they perfect it — by the way, can I get you to give this a thumbs up and a share? Do you think you could do that? People have to understand this. The moral of that story is 1948. How long have I been saying this to you guys? 4 years? I even told you, like, mail-in ballots. When was the first confirmed fraud in mail-in voting? It was a shockwave across the nation. That's right. The second term of Abraham freaking Lincoln. But yet here the Republicans, bank the ballot, bank the ballot. They all think we're stupid. By the way, I saw an interesting meme pop out of this. Somebody posted this: "F the Democrats. I'm gay, not retarded." So we're going to talk about this situation. And you probably saw this go viral yesterday on Twitter. The numbers, the stats — and I'm going to give you your numbers and stats — the numbers and stats went viral and everybody's talking about it. But I told you so for years ago. And as I sit here today, I got to tell you, I'm angry. But I'm not angry necessarily as much angry at voting or anything like that. I'm angry at all the conservative supposed educators out there that worked on you at the behest of the GOP saying, don't trust Jovan. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a grifter. He's a con man. And we're now sitting here 4 years later and it finally freaking goes viral. And you're about to puke. But I told you. I told you. I've also told you that all of these things, they do test runs first. I've even explained the systems by which they do it, how they do the test runs, how they test it out, how they test it out with lawsuits, etc. I've always told you the plan. An example, in Europe, right now, they are going to give potentially 5 million illegals the right to vote in their elections. Now, the reason I have you look at that is because you need to get your head around this crap. I've told you, and I keep on harping on it, it's a plan. They're executing a plan, and we have to execute a plan, and it is a global plan. But so many people think it doesn't concern them, or they listen to other quote unquote influencers who worked at Taco Bell. Oh, Jovan's a con. No, I'm the one, I'm the canary in the coal mine telling you about this. I told you the other day about Scottish people, this new law that you call it, don't offend the liberal law, whatever you want to call it. Right? I found this. You may enjoy it.
I'm delighted to be joined by a member of the Chinese community, as I apologize for using the phrase Chinese whispers. I appreciate that this is deeply offensive to the Chinese. I completely understand why they went totally mental. I'm delighted to be joined by a mental health campaigner to witness my apology for using the phrase they've gone mental. I can see some of you are surprised that I'm apologizing, but no. Gone were the days when getting an apology out of me was like getting a fiver out of an Aberdonian, eh? I would like to apologize to the largest Aberdonian community, the Aberdonians. I do understand that Aberdonian feelings are important. I'm surprised, actually, that our diversity officer didn't make that clear to me. Honestly, sometimes around here, it's like the blind leading the blind. I would like to apologize to Scotland's blind community. I hear your concerns. And I promise you, they will not fall on deaf ears. I would like to apologise to the deaf community. I would like to say sorry. When I realised what I said, I had a fit. I apologise unreservedly to all of the epileptics in Scotland for my use of the word fit. I completely understand why you've got a bee in your bonnet. I would like to apologise to anyone connected with bees or the wider bee community. Bees, indeed, are a vital part of society. I tried my best to get to a statement that wouldn't offend anyone. I really did. But do you know, when me and my advisors get together, honestly, it's like two bald men fighting over a comb. I would like to apologise to Scotland's bald community, of which I am a member. I would like to apologise and exonerate myself. Chief, I'm sorry. Chief, you're forgiven. I was particularly pleased with my final apology because I could apologise and accept the apology at the same time. I do like to kill two birds with one stone. I would like to apologise to the entire avian community for my cruel and insensitive words. I'm sorry.
By the way, I put these over at my Telegram. Follow me over on Telegram, t.me/Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You can share these around. Truth doesn't mind being made fun of. Now we're going to look at a very direct truth. And when I tell you it's going to make you sick, it's going to make you sick. But it's going to make you sick for double reasons. I'm going to get you bent over, puking in the toilet, and then I'm going to make you hug that porcelain god. As I tell you more, as you call for Ralph, I'm going to... It's that bad. So, we've talked many times about our border situation. It's kind of an open secret they're importing voters, right?
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to.
I want you to key into that word. We have a population that's not reproducing on its own like it used to. At the same time, they want to neuter our children, make girls be boys, boys be girls. Do you sense there's a little more sinister plan to it to make their version of the world work?
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
They're not illegals. They're not crimes. They're not 160 countries trying to break into our borders every day. Don't leave, folks. Don't leave. I guarantee you. You're going to be doing a psychedelic yawn in a few minutes. Psychedelic yawn. Yeah. Should we really be worrying about 11 million illegals? Not undocumented. Should we really be worrying about 11 million illegals?
What are the numbers you need to understand? Yale University released a study last week by three researchers, all of them liberal, I believe, who concluded that the actual number of illegal aliens in this country is not 11 million. It's north of 22 million. 22 million. Hmm. Fact one. Fact two. The Democratic Party is now, as a matter of policy, calling for the legalization of all illegals in this country. Citizenship, voting rights. 22 million new voters. Fact three. The overwhelming majority of first-time immigrant voters vote Democrat. Fact four. The largest margin in American presidential history was 17 million votes. 1984 election between Mondale and Reagan.
And Reagan, yeah.
17 million. You would add to our voter rolls 22 million, at least, permanent electoral majority in perpetuity. That's what this is about. It's not about making the country better, serving our labor needs, helping the population. It's about putting Democrats in power forever. That is the truth of our immigration debate, period.
We've talked about that. Building new districts, banking up the precincts. It's about keeping themselves enriched, but they need the numbers. They need the numbers. What are they willing to do for illegals who are not migrants, who are by design undocumented? What are they willing to do for them? Are they willing to bribe them? Well, you can't bribe people for votes. I guess you can.
Cuando tiempo han estado quedándose aquí en el Rojo Hotel?
Julio.
¿Cuántos meses es eso?
Como 7 meses.
¿Y han tenido que pagar alquimento?
No, nada, no he pagado nada.
¿Es 100% gratis?
Sí, sí.
¿Y le dan almuerzo, desayuno?
Sí, le dan cosas como... del niño, personales, nos dan pañales, lo que necesiten.
¿Y ahí en el hotel hacen limpieza de las puertas?
Sí, así. Sí, todos los días hacen limpieza, cambian las sábanas, hacen aseo.
¿Todos los días hacen eso?
Sí, todos los días.
¿Han podido poder conseguir trabajo ustedes?
No. Yo no.
Si ustedes tuvieran un problema de medicina, ¿cómo podrían recibir ayuda con eso?
Bueno, con una tarjeta, la del seguro de Medicare.
Y la Metroplus. Nosotros tenemos la Metroplus y eso nos abarca el seguro que nosotros necesitamos para los niños y también nosotros nos beneficiamos de eso.
¿Se sintieron apoyados gracias a nuestro presidente Joe Biden?
Bueno, sí. Sí, porque... si no estamos trabajando ni nada, él es el que nos está ayudando prácticamente.
Entonces, ¿quién está apoyándoles en todo eso? ¿Sería el gobierno?
El gobierno, pero no sé, en realidad no sé.
¿Y ustedes saben que los ciudadanos de Nueva York están pagando por todo eso, cierto? Es su dinero, de los impuestos.
No sé.
¿Supieron eso?
They conveniently don't know for their 7 months free rent, health care, everything this goes on it, every food, meal, whatever they need. You saw that, and that'll be on my Telegram too. You saw that thank God Joe Biden, he's the one that does it. And of course, the fellow says, well, it's the citizens of New York that are actually footing this bill. Did you know that? And they said, no. It's buying votes is what it is. So now we're going to get to the disgusting viral stuff that has recently gone on. You might have seen it. There was a lot of chatter that the number of voters registering without photo ID is skyrocketing in the three key states. This particular tweet from Truth Ninja says, perhaps even more disturbing, is out of 227,077 registrations in Texas, 30,499 could not be matched at all to a valid person. So basically no social security, no date of birth, no driver's license. Of those, 4,571 came back to dead people. Basically, it's 35,070 came back as invalid. This tweet says it feels like it's fraud. That's more invalids than any other state. That's more invalids than any other state, and that's Texas. Now, I'm going to point something out to you, and my biggest thing that people have with me, and by the way, the grassroots still doesn't support me. Go to Arizona, go to a grassroots meeting, mention my name, even though I invested over $2 million of my own money to help the Arizona people, and the meeting will implode. The meeting will implode because the system doesn't want people to look at the truth. And as I said here today, this is something I showed you 4 years ago. We're going to go back in time, but here's kind of what you need to know. End wokeness. Put this out. Holy shit. The number of voters registering without a photo ID is skyrocketing in three key swing states, Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. What do you know about those states? And you wonder why I've been pissed the entire time when I keep on calling out, stop talking about the machines. But you know what? I may be wearing a blue shirt, but there ain't no cross popping out of my blue shirt to just let you know how much of a Christian I am. So trust me instead. But yet, they're sending people around the road to all precincts and says, do not worry about the voter rolls. Don't worry about the voter rolls. That's stupid. They'll just put more on. Focus on the machines. Knowing 100% they cannot get rid of the machines. Knowing they cannot do anything between now and November with the machines, they can't. Always known it. Me sitting in President Trump's office at Mar-a-Lago had to deal with this issue. When I say, President, what we've got to do, we got X amount of time, we can get all of these scrubbed off the voter rolls because it's the ammunition, but we can do it right and do it fast, and you won't have all this buildup. I'm going to show you the buildup. And what the hell happens in the room to the politico who raises a ton of money, who's head of election integrity? Well, I've heard we shouldn't focus on the voter rolls because they'll just put more people on. I want you to think about where you heard that. And then one of the attorney in the room later in another call trying to get this all situated, he said, we've got to move. We've got to move now. Here's how we do it. Well, wait a minute. Nothing happened in Arizona. You didn't do anything. I was there. You didn't do it. I'm going, what? This is the price for rumor and rhetoric. And we as a nation have paid, and the people that made us pay, you need to remember who they are. Because here we sit, and I'm going to show you the numbers. Here we sit, people raising millions of dollars. It's the machines, it's the machines, it's the machines. Don't worry about the voter rolls. They're just going to put more on. I want you to ask yourself the question, did we focus on the right thing? But hey, there's me. I'm only just this wicked Mossad dork, grifter, fraudster, crankster, whatever the hell it is. By the way, you know, in 2020, they did it with mail-in ballots. They even told you they were going to do it. But yet people keep on saying it's the machines when even the left did it with the ballots, but they don't want you to look at the ballots. Have you put two and two together yet? Anyway, the numbers in voters registering without a photo ID is skyrocketing in key swing states. I'm sorry, my voice is shaking, and it's only because I'm upset. But Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania, this all went viral yesterday. Yesterday, since the start of 2024, 1,250,710 in Texas. That was my home state. Pennsylvania, 580,513. Arizona, 220,731. The Help America Vote Act is part of this. It allows voters to register with a Social Security number, but they only use the last four digits. They don't get their license there, but they do get a Social Security. Then they pop over to the License Bureau and get their driver's license. But because they have a Social Security, they go, oh, you must be legal. That's kind of so 4 years ago when I started telling you this. Thank God Elon's amplifying it now, but here we are. If you were to look at the HAVV, here's someone in Pennsylvania, Spiffcheese wrote, in 23 weeks, 31,771 newly registered Pennsylvania voters did not have any match for their name, or their date of birth, or the last four digits of their Social Security. By the way, in Pennsylvania, they've done this 564,480 times. You can read it. To comply with the requirements of Section 303 of the Help America Vote Act, SSA developed a new verification system known as the Help America Vote Verification System. Sounds great, doesn't it? They did that in 2004. States must only submit a request for new voters who do not present a valid driver's license during their voter registration process. But that agency verifies the accuracy of the name, date of birth, last four digits, if they get the last four digits, and to show whether they're deceased or not. So we're going to take a look at that. There's a database, which I'm going to show you. And what's most important is number three on this database. Let me do something real quick. I realize on my screen, you might not be able to see that as clearly as I want you to see it. Let me do it another way for you. Stand by. I'm multitasking. Okay. Because I want to make sure, you know, some of you watch this on your mobile. I want to make sure you see this clearly. That's what you should be seeing. We're going to look at a category today called total non-matches. The number of verification requests where there is no match in our records of the name, the last four digits of the Social Security number, or the birth. Okay, so that's what a non-match is when we talk today. Okay, but what we're dealing with, the Surink wrote this, people are asking, how in the hell are they getting Social Security numbers? And they talk about the routes that you can get it. Non-citizen, if you do not have Department of Homeland Security work authorization, get this, you must prove that you have a valid non-work reason. And so what do you do for a non-work reason? Well, you just kind of go down to your local Social Security office and you say, I know worky, I broke the law, but my mamia, my papia is here, and that's why I'm here. And that is one of the valid non-reasons you can do it. And they'll give you a Social Security card. Also at the border, by the way, these little agencies that are helping them. I know worky, everything free. Why worky? That's stupid. I'm not stupid. I'm an undocumented migrant. I know worky. Maybe that's it. A valid non-work reason is because these dumb asses are going to pay for everything. You know worky. In Texas, They'll give you the damn form and tell you how to do it. How to register to vote when you're illegal and you have no ID. Here's the form. And so you look at this stuff. The Help America Vote Act. I'm going to get graphic. I want to ass rape your two-year-old. So I have now introduced the Help Toddlers Expand Their Physical Horizons Act. Help America Vote Act requires states to verify the information of newly registered voters for federal elections. If you're illegal, you can't vote for a mayor. You can't vote for city council. That would not be fair. So we're only going to let you vote for president and senator. I know I'm angry. Let me calm down a bit, but I'm angry. I told everybody years ago that even the standards they're supposed to run the elections for, and I feel like I want to vomit right now, run the elections are totally voluntary. Most people don't know that. There are rules. There's this. There's rules. There's this. And those rules are voluntary. So how many... We're going to look at between 2011 and on, and the most, I'm going to tell you, the most anger I have is at the Republicans and at all of the people that said, it's the machines, and they swap your votes, and look, and they add it and subtract it, and I told you it was a con all along. And then they go out, and they spend money, and they pay off, and they raise millions, use your millions, get them to speak at Turning Point and whatever. Oh, you don't have to worry about cleaning the voter rolls. That's just stupid. We got to focus on the machines. And I got a weapon of mass ding-a-lings to fix it. All a con. All a con, because I'm going to tell you why it's all a con. Since we've had the system to cross verification, now we're a country of 330 million. And I'm working my ass off to get with Lara Trump. I promise you, I'm working my ass off to get with Lara Trump. But I have to fight people that pull her ear. Don't listen to Joe Vine. He's not Christian enough. Praise Jesus, oh holy, put the snake in your mouth and bite. Bullshit. Anyway, using this system to check the numbers since 2011, just so you know, I find it funny. People say, well, the voter rolls help, but the machines are not helping. Let's do some simple deduction here, because I am so tired of that continual mantra that's been crapped in your cranium. Remember, that's why my program says I'm about to give you a mental enema. In order for the machine to use anything, it has to have an asset to back it. And the asset are fake voter rolls. Machines do not just change votes. Software changes votes, but even when they change it, they got to be able to back it up so they don't get caught. How do you not know this? How do you not know this? Let me ask you a question. Did your phone or your desktop automatically put me on your screen today? I just want you to think about it. Or did you have a finger in it? Your machine, your phone, or your desktop, did it automatically zero in on me and bring you to your desktop or to your phone today? Yes or no? No, it didn't. You had something to do with it because you acknowledged it. You're the asset. Now, what engages the asset? Software. An app you put on the machine. And when you did this, the app said, here's where I want to go. Do you not get that? You can focus all day long on the physical machine. It's wrong. We're losing. We're getting our ass kicked. And the more you focus on that, the more this is going to happen. But what I want you to do is pause with me because I probably pissed you off thoroughly. And let's see if you get it with this demonstration I've been talking about for 4 years. But I'm going to give it to you a different way. And remember, the GOP is saying, bank your ballot, get a ballot, bank it, vote it. There's 60 days of voting. What is a banking ballot? Well, you can't bank your ballot unless they what? Have it in advance and mail it to you in advance, which is exactly how they took 2020. We need all these extra days to count. Why do they need extra days to count? Because they've got to have the backup paper. Machines can count in an instant. I want to tell you something. If it was the screw-in machines, they say, that's it, election's over, boom. And they would worry about nothing else, and they wouldn't need 10 extra days to count. Can you not connect this stuff? They even tell you it's about the paper. They even tell you it's about the paper. Bernie, in advance, and say, this is where and I know I'm getting upset, so let me calm down just a bit, okay? They always tell you, remember that little piece that I just played you with Chuck Schumer? And saying, we got to make all these illegals we got to make all these illegals. We got to give them a way to vote. Do you remember that? Is that okay? Do you actually remember that? Now, I just showed you Chuckie Schumer saying that. Hey, by the way, spammer wants you to know everybody needs to know this. It's unreal. Click on my bullshit message and do it now. See, just like the spammers in Rumble. Oh, you got to see this. This is what the government's hiding. They know they can promote you to bullshit too. That's why they do it that way. And you know what? A certain amount of people are so dumb, they'll click that link. Because somebody said, oh. Now, I want you to contemplate something. I have told you from the spiritual level of this, I've been very clear about this. I have told you from the spiritual level of this. Here's the rule between angels and demons. And maybe I just didn't beat it into your head enough. I don't know. I told you the way the angels and demons work. See, we're caught in the middle, good and bad, but we're in the middle. We have this thing called free will. You probably heard of it, free will. That requires you doing something. And silence is not doing anything. It's actually an acquiesce of the bad side. Anyway, the demons must speak into being what they're going to do. You ready? The demons must speak into being what they're going to do. They must tell you. And they always do. But us, in between, we have to give them consent. See, if on majority we give the demons consent, then the angels stand down because mankind has consented. Now, you might not say yes, but silence is also consent. I'm going to show you a historic piece of video evidence that it's not the freaking machines. Clean out your ears. Get that mental enema from your head. Here's the demon speaking. And what do they tell you they're going to do? But see, you've had people you think are godly because they wear a cross on the outside of their blue shirts. Or they tell you it by quoting scripture. You think they got it. And you can't even hear what the demons tell you. Listen and get educated.
The election is November 3rd, and it's been said that we won't know the results until days later. When do you think we'll know the results?
All right. Jimmy, you raise an important point, and I hope the American people understand it, because this is something I worry about. My view is every vote must be counted. For reasons which I don't have the time to get into tonight,
For reasons, I have this information in advance, and I play like I can't get to it, but it's just my opinion. Listen to the words. And try to decide from this clip of the system, of the dark side, telling you exactly what they're going to do if the machines did it. Okay?
The election is November 3rd, and it's been said that we won't know the results until days later. When do you think we'll know the results?
All right. Jimmy, you raise an important point, and I hope the American people understand it, because this is something I worry about. My view is every vote must be counted. For reasons which I don't have the time to get into tonight, you're going to have a situation, I suspect, in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, other states, where they are going to be receiving huge amounts of mail-in ballots. And unlike states like Florida or Vermont, they're not being able, for bad reasons, to begin processing those ballots until, I don't know, election day or maybe when the polls close. That means you're going to have states dealing with perhaps millions of mail-in ballots. Here is my worry. What polls show and what studies have shown is that for whatever reason, Democrats are more likely to use mail-in ballots. Republicans are more likely to walk into polling booths on election day. It is likely that the first votes that will be counted will be those people who came in on election day, which will be Republican. And here is the fear, and I hope everybody hears that. It could well be, I don't know what's going to happen, nobody does, but it could well be that at 10 o'clock on election night, Trump is winning in Michigan, he's winning in Pennsylvania, he's winning in Wisconsin, and he gets on the television, he says, thank you, Americans, for reelecting me. It's all over. Have a good day. But then the next day and the day following, all of those mail-in ballots start getting counted, and it turns out that Biden has won those states, at which point Trump says, see, I told you the whole thing was fraudulent. I told you those mail-in ballots were crooked. And I got, we're not going to leave office. So that is a worry that I and a lot of people have. So the results, we don't know what's happened. Maybe the results will be on election day, but people should be aware.
That was 1 week before the 2020 election. This guy's been showing it to you for 4 years. I've never seen Bernie Sanders on the Psychic Friends Network, but he nailed every state. He nailed it would be mail-in ballots. He nailed that it would take extra time to count. He even said they would stop counting and you would go to bed and then wake up and it'd be different. He even said Trump won't accept the results and basically prelude to a coup. Why do you not believe the people that want to steal America when they tell you exactly what they're going to do, which is an esoteric requirement of the battle between good and evil? Why? Because somebody reached in and says, oh, no, it was the machine. See the votes flipped? We saw it on TV. That was all a con. They did it on purpose, so you talk about that crap. They lubricated you between the ears, and they screwed you right between each ears, and they put crap in your brain. All a con. And what are you doing here? 4 years. The machines. We're going to save it. We got 3,800 precincts, and we've got 200 of them. We're going to not use the machines. Really? But yet everybody calls me a dick. Yes, America First, it would help. Everybody calls me a dick. Everybody calls me this. Everybody says he doesn't know. And I told you, and I've told you, and I've told you, and I've told you, and I told you. I just can't do it for you. And you listen to people say, you shouldn't listen to that guy. You shouldn't follow that guy. Same stuff they tell you about President Trump. And here we are in the final battle. Now, why am I upset? Ready? And you can call me dickhead all you want. You don't have to like me. Just so you know, it is not a requirement for you to like me, for you and I to be family. You got plenty of family you don't like, but you're still family. And I'm not here for fans and followers. And frankly, I don't give a fuck. Sorry, I cussed. Christians, leave the room and close your ears because you can't hear truth if it comes with a bad word. Kill Rutan, I know that, but don't tell everybody I'm your favorite one. We were keeping that secret. Those photos are just between you and me. Using this system, the Help America Vote Act, which has the Help America Vote verification, since 2011, to try to verify people through the system, they have processed 81,419,692 voters. 81,419,692 voters. And here's what they found. Do you remember the definition category I gave you that is the most important definition to pay attention to? Or did your ears cut off because I got too intense, or I talked too mean, or I used a cuss word? Total non-matches. Ready? The total number of verification requests where there is no match in our records of the name or the last four digits of the Social Security numbers or even the birth date. Let me see if you got past shutting off your ears on me because I said a bad word. The system has processed 81,419,692 queries to the system, supposedly voters saying, hey, is this real? 25,137,402, 30.87% has come back, they are not real. This number went in. This number not real. This number went in. This number not real. Shumi Setster said, where is it? 11 million voters. We don't know the real number. Tucker tells you the real number. That it's about 22 million. Here's the number. It's 25,137,402. Can I get a for fuck's sake? They checked 81,419,692 voting records. They check it to make sure the name's real, the Social Security is real, the date of birth is real, and 25,137,402 came back. Bad. No match anywhere. 30.87%. We don't need to claim the voting rolls. They're just going to put more on. No, you ignorant ass. Let me tell you why you cleaned the voter rolls. We should have done it. It's because when you clean it and you start clean, there's less they can use. It's taken out of the system. It's never going to make it to the ballot printer because you've pulled it out. And by the way, if they start adding them back in, you dumbass, you actually then see who's doing it. See, because they've done it for 11 years. You haven't paid attention. But if we cleaned it and got rid of them, and I told you, if we'd have got rid of these 25 million, you still watch the voter rolls. And as they start coming in, you finally get what you need. Where in the hell are they coming from? Yes. You get up on stage at Turning Point, you dumbass. And why don't I have to worry about the voting rolls? Don't do that. We're just going to put, they'll just put more in. That's like saying, we're not going to stop pedophiles because we can never stop them. They're just going to diddle more kids and they're going to be more pedophiles. So why worry about it? That's what they tell Laura Trump, Donald Trump, and everybody else around them. Because everybody wants to believe somebody else has got it. 81 million and 25 million freaking bad. Yeah, and I need a blood pressure check. But I see people out there, they're saying, people, oh my God, what is happening? And this kind of applied to me, exactly what the fuck we told you was going to happen 4 years ago. Why do I say that? Because 4 years and 2 days ago, I told you this. This is USA Today. 4 years and 2 days ago, I told you all of this. USA Today wrote, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, an inventor lauded by Trump supporters, said Wednesday that his technology will use an audit. Pulitzer claimed fraudulent ballots were cast in the election and that his technology can detect them. 4 years, 2 days ago. 4 years, 2 days ago. But what did you do for 4 years? You had Rats Asperger come out as soon as I exposed it. I'm a failed treasure hunter. I'm this. You got conservative people you follow daily. Jovan doesn't know what he's talking about. He's never done any technology. He doesn't have any patents. He doesn't know anything. Okay, maybe 4 years ago wasn't enough for you. Let's go back 2 years ago.
We discovered 10,000 people using the exact Social Security number. See if this one rings true. You take an illegal, you bring them in. They sign a piece of paper promising to pay taxes. What they get is a Social Security number. So the employers can take out the taxes. Put a pin in that. Here's what they do.
You can kind of see how much weight I've lost. That's one good thing about this video. Tons of lawmakers there not listening. But anyway,
we discovered 10,000 people using the exact Social Security number. See if this one rings true. You take an illegal, you bring them in. They sign a piece of paper promising to pay taxes. What they get is a Social Security number. So the employers can take out the taxes. Put a pin in that. Here's what they do. In cities like this, let's think of a chicken processor. They will bring in hundreds of illegals. They will spread them out across all of these plants and factories, giving them jobs. They're all using the same Social Security number. The IRS unconnected our names from the Social Security number. Now when you look it up, it just pings to see if there's an employer. If there is, it says it's good. It validates it. Why do they do that? Because all of these factories are giving them Social Security numbers. The government turns its back on it. As soon as you have a Social Security number and you go over to Motor Voter, pass the driver's court test, right? You get a driver's license. The person looks, you got a social, you must be a citizen. That's how they pack the rolls. By the way, those guys don't pay taxes anyway. It's taken out by companies. Our government's been sitting on $1.7 trillion slush fund that one fund has still in it to this day. So if you want to know where the dark money comes from, by the way, that's what, $100 million in a month in interest? I could go on. I now understand this is why they tried to kill us. And it's not stuff I wanted to know. It's not stuff I wanted to know about my country. It's not stuff I believed. But we have a uniparty. We don't have multiple parties. Everybody's benefited from this at one time or another.
So I first started talking about this, how it was done. And yes, it's now a $2 trillion slush fund. You want to know how the CIA gets funded and why they can do it? Now you probably understand why they tried to assassinate me. I started sounding the whistle April 1st, 2021, which I always thought was ironic because it was April Fool's Day. And you go, if you go back to that, I was saying you're a fool if you don't pay attention to this. Here's how they do it. Here it is. And I was screaming it from the rooftops. And about that same time, lawmakers, like Fincham in Arizona, calling me a crook, criminal, whatever. We can't let Jovan do the audit. I had to send him a cease and desist. You've never seen my work. You don't know what I do. You got to knock it off. Borelli wouldn't take a call. Roger, all these guys, because they all know, because the GOP told them to stand down. I'll give them the GOP excuse. And then you had people wearing bow ties tell you, no, he's just a con. He's just this. He don't listen. We're going to get forensic audits in five key states. This was the big announcement. USA Today made headline news, right? That we're going to look at 2.1 million ballots. First time it ever happened in American history. And what'd they do? They put the bozo brigade out on the road. And what'd they say? Jovan's a fraud. Jovan's this. Jovan that. Jovan this. Even USA Today knew. They were at least kind enough to put an inventor lauded by Trump, not calling me a phony treasure hunter, like conservatives did. My heart hurts over this. My heart hurts over this because I've always been saying it. I've always been telling you out in front. I've always been telling you we have a uniparty, and here we sit 4 years later. I just want you to think what those people cost you. I just want you to think when you still walk into grassroots and you mention my name, watch what happens. Because they're embedded everywhere. And even the GOP is telling you, bank your ballot, which means we love mail-in ballots and we got to have mail-in ballots. And I've been telling you, it's people, paper, and programs. And I have told you and educated you. Here's where to find it, how to find it. And I've even told you that the demons have to say it. And if we don't push back on it, they're going to be allowed to do it. But yet you listen to somebody who comes out of nowhere who will quote scripture and you think it's okay. One more time for Bernie as I catch my breath, and then I'm going to give you the numbers by state.
The election is November 3rd, and it's been said that we won't know the results until days later.
By the way, I want you to notice, yes, you realize that they have to tell you exactly what they're going to do. That's how it works between angels and demons. And he doesn't even fucking mention the machines.
The election is November 3rd, and it's been said that we won't know the results until days later. When do you think we'll know the results?
All right. Jimmy, you raise an important point, and I hope the American people understand it, because this is something I worry about. My view is every vote must be counted. For reasons which I don't have the time to get into tonight, you're going to have a situation, I suspect, in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, other states, where they are going to be receiving huge amounts of mail-in ballots. And unlike states like Florida or Vermont, they're not being able, for bad reasons, to begin processing those ballots until, I don't know, election day or maybe when the polls close. That means You're going to have states dealing with perhaps millions of mail-in ballots. Here is my worry. What polls show and what studies have shown is that for whatever reason, Democrats are more likely to use mail-in ballots. Republicans are more likely to walk into polling booths on election day. It is likely that the first votes that will be counted will be those people who came in on election day, which will be Republican. And here is the fear, and I hope everybody hears that. It could well be, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, nobody does, but it could well be that at 10 o'clock on election night, Trump is winning in Michigan, he's winning in Pennsylvania, he's winning in Wisconsin, and he gets on the television and he says, thank you, Americans, for reelecting me. It's all over. Have a good day. But then the next day and the day following, all of those mail-in ballots start getting counted, and it turns out that Biden has won those states, at which point Trump says, see, I told you the whole thing was fraudulent. I told you those mail-in ballots were crooked. And I got, you know, we're not going to leave office. So that is a worry that I and a lot of people have. So the results, you know, we don't know what's happened. Maybe the results will be on election day, but people should be aware.
I've always told you they tell you in advance. I always they tell you how they do it. I've always told you it's people, paper, and programs. And the biggest mocking of all that I just think is they paraded around people out of nowhere. You never heard of, have no background, but they invoked the name of Jesus just enough. And they're telling you, I'm doing this for free. Nobody's paying for me. How do they do a 200-city tour? Oh, that's right. You can't connect the dots yourself because they said Jesus. And oh, you're one of us. Eh? And that's how it works. Let's look at the numbers. I'm not going to do every state. I'm going to hop over to locals because I need to go. But I'm going to show you some of the numbers. You should be able to see this on my screen. I'll go up one more. There you go. So you don't have to look at my mug. Now let's just look at one of these. Alabama has tested through the system pretty close to the population of their state, 1.4 million. But you see that non-matches, total non-matches, okay, number there. You see, and this is UN, this is unprocessed transactions, which is 40. So out of 1.4 million, there were 191,850 that should not exist. Look at Arizona. 4.8 million went in, 1.7 million came out bad. I only told you this 4 years ago. I gave you these numbers. I told you they were climbing. Right? Florida. They've only tested 1.2 million in the system, but look, almost 400,000 came back total bullshit. Georgia, they've only tested 1.3 million in their system. 500,000 came back as bullshit. Now, some of these, you think, well, Hawaii, there's only 6,000 bad ones. Well, they only tested 45,000. I'll give you some wonkity-donk ones, right? Let's look at Kentucky. Well, there's only 4,000 on the books. No, they only tested 9,100 out of all the voters in Kentucky, and over half of them are bad. And Jesus is not coming to fix this for us, folks. Maryland tested 440,000, half of them bad. An impressive number is Virginia. They don't have any. Why doesn't Virginia have any? Because they don't even bother testing in the system. West Virginia only tried to check 111 and since 2011, but 22 of those were bad, a fifth of them. I'm going to Locals. We're going to discuss it a little bit more. I'm going to try to keep my cool. But join me over in Locals next. I think the saddest part of my heart is people are still swayed by people saying, oh, there's a grifter or he's a fraud or whatever. You might have to look down or look up, I should say, those people that quite possibly cost you everything. That quite possibly cost you everything. But then again, it was their job to tell you, no, 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 it's the machines. It's just, oh, don't listen to that. Giovanni's a fake and a fraud. Can I just ask you a question? Did you ever wonder why even governors and secretary of states mentioned my name and put hit pieces on their websites? Have you ever thought about that truth? Why would a governor and a secretary of state, supposedly Republicans, have a full page on their government websites dedicated to me, telling you don't listen to me? Have you ever thought about that? It's because they know I caught them. It's because they know I figured it out. It's because they know here's the target, here it is. And that rotten son of a bitch, Jovan, nailed us.
Poll watching for voter suppression? That's so 60 years ago, but hey, groovy, man. Or you can choose to open your eyes. We've been fighting the same voting rights and integrity crap for over 60 years. The only thing that has changed is now they totally control our elections, and technology makes it easier for them. We've been taught to spend our time looking here, when we really should be looking here and here and here. Watching for voter intimidation? Watch what happened at polling places? Yeah, right. Would you even know an election hack if you saw one? We all know the government tactic of, hey, look over here, folks, when the deception really takes place over here. The GOP brags about 80,000 poll watchers. Again, groovy, man. But so 60 years ago, the problem is we have 175,141 voting precincts. That's an average of one single poll watcher, not even at half of the places people can vote. Not too groovy, is it? Change with the time, folks. Time for a technology and knowledge base upgrade. Quit falling for falling short. Stand up, stand out, and become an election integrity expert. Your county, not country, your county needs you. You have to upgrade to stay ahead. While you're busy challenging an individual voter, the system is stealing and compromising every vote. Remember this quote?
I did not see evidence of fraud that would have affected the outcome of the election.
Yeah, it's because you keep looking for that one-off bad voter. Or you can save your country and take on the whole corrupt system. Become an election integrity expert. It is everything the system, the deep state, and the uniparty does not want you to know. America is burning down right before our eyes. Grab a fire axe and join the firefight. Fireaxe.academy is an audio and visual-based online training program which will transform you into a real election integrity expert. Learn hundreds of ways our elections are rigged, broken, undermined, and stolen right under our noses. But you can't fix what you have no idea is broken. Being blind and ignorant is exactly what the system wants. Fight the system. Break the system. Become a fire axe and cut through the crap. Or, if we keep fooling ourselves looking here, then there is no way we can stop ourselves from arriving here. You don't need a 60-year-old black and white TV set to see clearly in black and white how our elections are rigged and stolen. Join the fight to save America. Sign up for FireAxe.academy today. Time is running out. Fire.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system then cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.